You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Some time ago on the show, we took a look at the developments between the taxi industry and the bus industry, especially where it related to long trips or long distance trips. There was a court order, a court interdict. All of those other developments happened. We're going to get an update on that and get a sense of where we stand now and whether or not this has been resolved. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at Intercape, Johan Ferreira, to take a look at what's been happening and where we go from here. Johan, lovely to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. When we last spoke, there was a lot of tension between the bus industry and the taxi industry, and there was a lot that needed to be resolved. Where do we stand today?
We are now sitting on interdict number 10, and basically every interdict says the same. The police must protect, they must escort, they must arrest, and they're not doing any of those. So, you know, how can we expect crime to be resolved in South Africa if the perpetrators are attacking the bus, the passengers, the safety, you know, the safety officers in front of the police station, and then the police ran away? You know, that's what happened on the 19th of November. That's why we went to court. So the whole of Norbo was brought to a still stand with trucks that was hijacked, parked across the road. There was truckloads of bricks and stones offloaded in the middle of the road. So the road was completely blocked. So this is anarchy. It's nothing less than anarchy. And, you know, the police... We wrote to the National Police Acting Minister, Charlia. We've not heard from him. So the last court interdict is against the National Police Commissioner, the Provincial Police Commissioner, and specifically the Station Commander of Norval. So that's where we're at.
Johan, what kind of resolution are we looking for here? We've spoken about the fact that in the past that the courts have mandated that the police get involved, and you've reiterated that here. What would be an alternative in the event that that doesn't happen? Or have we had conversations with the taxi industry, sitting down with them? I understand that, of course, as you said, some of the conversations go against Competition Commission regulations, but what other alternative measures have you looked at?
The law does not allow for competitors to cooperate and to collude, to create a cartel. Yeah, cartel. Well, how can I do that? How can ShopRite, Checkers, and Woolworths and all of them sit together and negotiate on products and, you know, who's going to open a shop where? And, you know, you can't open a shop. You can only have 5 shops. No, you can have 2 shops. I'll open there. No, you don't. It doesn't work that way, but that's how the taxi industry works. Mm. But we can see the taxi wars. You know, those things doesn't last.
Johan, what about alternative routes? Is there the possibility to even look at that, whether it's from the taxi side or from the bus side? How are the routes looking like? Are there enough routes even available to say that we can share the routes?
Look, I operate a luxury bus service. These guys operate taxis. It's not even the same industry. Okay, a taxi is a glorified car, motor car. It's got a motor car engine, a motor car diff, and a motor car gearbox. A bus costs 10 million rand. A taxi costs 750 or 1 million rand. So it is a different industry, and the law makes provision for that kind of regulated transport. Mm. So we don't live in a banana republic. These things have been well thought through. There has to be a proper transport system. We can't, as operators, decide the fate of an industry and a country. There are laws, and the laws must be adhered to. And as long as I'm in my right to operate a service, why must I be chased out of a town or a province, or South Africa for that matter? We've been here since the inception of intercity services, since 1986. So today, I must hear I'm not welcome. Mm. For 50 years, I've been doing this. Now, today, I must hear I'm not welcome.
Johan,
why?
Johan, before
because
we...
somebody just say so.
Yeah, Johan, before we run out of time, I want to get a sense of what this is doing from a financial perspective on the business. I mean, surely operating routes and operating buses is not a cheap exercise. I imagine it would be similar to the taxi industry. Nothing that we do in this world comes for free. But the longer you have these disruptions, I imagine the more detrimental it becomes towards the business.
No, it will. But, you know, COVID didn't kill us. I'm sure this one won't either.
Well, all the best to you, Johan. Please keep us updated around what is happening there. And if you are able to find a resolution, we'll keep an eye on this story and see how it continues to develop. For now, though, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Intercape, Johan Ferreira, for joining us to take a look at the latest developments between the taxi industry and the bus industry and how they are resolving their concerns.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.